testamento, yo me voy, amor, lo siento. Arreglando mi crisis, apocalipsis interior, mi chiquita, fin del mundo, paso.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Kids of Generation Z and Millennials, the first generation brought up by the internet. And have you ever wondered, what world will they be living? What will their culture, the music they listen to, the content they consume, their interests and passions in life be? And where will they direct the future of humanity? Well, just by looking at Generation Z, and it's not looking too good. But to understand why, we need to understand who Generation Alpha will grow up to be, and why they will be this way. And trust me when I say that Generation Alpha will be unlike anything we've ever seen before. Say what you want about TV, but at least kids' TV shows were, on the whole, almost always dedicated to children. Sure, SpongeBob threw in the odd joke that only parents would get, but the Bikini Bottom-based cartoon was never indecent. Today, however, kids don't really watch TV. They consume content via handheld devices. And when it comes to children's entertainment, YouTube Kids has more or less replaced traditional TV networks. A staggering 84% of kids in the US say YouTube is the main way they consume video content, with 1 in 4 kids spending up to 2 hours a day on YouTube. So what are they watching? Well, really disturbing content, it seems. As this Wired report noted, YouTube and YouTube Kids have really struggled to prevent young children from being exposed to inappropriate content. In one video, for example, a woman with a Minnie Mouse head falls down an escalator and gets trapped in this machinery, resulting in ridiculous amounts of bloodshed. Her children, both Baby Mickey and Minnie characters, are shown crying. This cartoon gained an astonishing 3 million views in just one day, and shockingly, this video can still be accessed even with YouTube's family-friendly restrictive mode enabled. And Wired found numerous other videos containing violence against ostensibly child-friendly characters. Wired also found age-inappropriate sexualization. Paw Patrol characters attempted to take their life, and Peppa Pig being tricked into cannibalism. As is clear to see, children are being drip-fed very disturbing, very creepy content. And this will have long-term consequences as Generation Alpha comes to the fore. The constant stimulation of dopamine is also contributing to a
Hey there, you're tuned into Easy Sonic Living. I'm your host, Caroline. Tonight's theme is Forever Young. We heard Alphaville sing the song. We heard about the dark reality of Generation Alpha. I'm the mom of an 8-year-old. Apparently he's Generation Alpha. I'm Generation X. You're going to hear from both of these generations and others, lots of internet speak about Generation X, Y, Z, and concerns about kids being raised by screens, too much YouTube, too much video game playing. I share some of those concerns myself. I talked about it with some friends over dinner one night. We were drinking and eating and being merry while our kids played. You're going to hear a little bit of that. I also became a lunch lady recently, one of my many side hustles. I supervise a class of 10 and 11-year-olds at a school. You might hear a little bit of audio of that. Enjoy the sonic exploration of all things youth.
My style is ridiculous.
Give me the bum bum bum, yes, yes. Give me the bum bum, nim nim. Give me the bum bum bum, yes, yes. Give me the bum bum, nim nim.
We ain't here to hurt nobody.
Give me this, give me this, give me this.
Wanna see you work your body.
Give me this, give me this, give me this.
When you roll it in the party, everybody put up their hands. I get a half a mil for my piece, you get a couple grand. Never gon' see the day that I ain't got the
Apparently, Gen Z is like
Japan.
Eating really rapidly.
It is mainly because
because of the stress. Get closer. I am Gen Z and nobody ever believes me.
I was humbled so quick tonight. I was on live with my boyfriend and someone was like, how old's your girlfriend? And John jokingly responds 47. And the girl comments, oh, I thought she was early 30s. I am 23.
So apparently Gen Z's aging like milk. And no one wanted to tell me. Hey guys, what's up? It's Emergency and welcome back to my channel. Today we are back and we're talking about Gen Z and aging again. But this time, this call isn't coming from inside the house. It's actually coming from the house down the street from seemingly millennials about how Gen Z is just aging terribly. There have been tons of TikToks, tweets, and just general content across the internet discussing why.
Here you go! Surprise you! Bro, I can't move.
Kids these days have the attention span of a goldfish. We see it in the news, I hear it from parents, grandparents, teachers, everyone concerned with their children's ability to focus. My name is Emma, and I'm a neuroscientist. Throughout my research career, I've studied how our brain pays attention. And when I talk to people about this work, the number one question I get asked is, are children's attention spans getting shorter? The main concern comes from how much kids are using technology, because they have many screens in front of them constantly, TV, computer, iPad, phone, and they're constantly switching between them. When I was 21, I was a research intern for a study assessing whether kindergarten-age children learn their ABCs better from a physical book or an e-book on an iPad. Now, this was around the time when iPads first came out and they were getting really popular, so I had never used a tablet before, and it took me a little while to figure it out, get it all set up, but I got there in the end. So I go over to the school and I hand the 5-year-old the iPad, and do you know what they start doing? They immediately start mashing the button to get the parental controls up, and they're asking me for the code so they can load up Angry Birds. I mean, this was the first time I really felt sort of out of touch with technology and the younger generation, and I was only 21. Now, this could be because I grew up in the good old days before cell phones. I can hear my mother call.
Yeah. Chase and Vegas. Fucking with the girls in the fourth grade. Either pulling on their butts or pulling on their brains. Working with the schoolhouse bully. By doing that, I had a lot of pull, G. Cheating on tests, making a mess. Cussing like a sailor at recess. It must have been a half moon, cause you'll catch me running out the little girl's bathroom. Showing on good and plenty, got my gamble on. At lunch, pitch a penny, yo. I was living like the class clown. Pulling all the hoax, making all the jokes, man. When you young, it's hard to see that it's wrong throwing rocks at the RTD. Popping out your window with a BB gun. Better yet, knocking on your door and run. Playing hide, go get it for a little stank. Even though I was still shooting blanks. As soon as the dark hit, I was stealing candy out the corner market. Until I got my ass whipped, cause I was 10 years old, doing dumb shit. Was when my Jimmy started getting a little peach fuzz, and I was looking at any button ass. Me and my homie start cutting class, going up to the high school, looking for any bitch I could lie to. Tell them I was older than I really was. Smoked my first joint and got really buzzed. That's what a Mac's made of. But when I got my first piece of pussy, I fell in love. Hard as a rock the long way. And then I put the rubber on the wrong way, but I still got a habit. Overexcited and fucking like a jackrabbit. Damn, I was hot, a virgin, but I still knew how to lay pipe. Even though the hoe worked me, I still knocked the boots from here to Albuquerque. Then the shit got strange money, I started shaking, and Jimmy felt funny. Then the nut came gushing. I jumped up, got dressed, and started pushing. Cause I thought the bitch broke my dick, cause I was still young, doing dumb shit. The lifelong art of dragging. To the women in college, hung out with the OGs and got some street knowledge. Breaking in cars and all that. Hitting punk fools with a baseball bat. Fucking at a real fast rate, till they said that I might not graduate. Then I said fuck the dumb shit, cause pops will fuck me up quick. And things continue, so I start rapping about shit I've been through. And I got real good. Now I look at all the kids in the neighborhood trying to be shit that I did 7 years back, going through a stage, but before they can grow up, they on the front page, and their mamas is having a fit, cause they died young, doing dumb shit.
Il y a des tempéraments différents, mais ouais. juste
mais je pense que c'est vrai ce que tu disais. C'est plus comme, pas ce que tu dis, le contenu, mais comme le contenant, comment tu es, puis qu'est-ce qu'elle ressent de toi.
C'est ça. Puis c'est quoi tes réactions, en fait. Parce que, tu sais, nos réactions fait comme... C'est inconsciemment, ils vont pas dire « Ah, elle réagit comme ça », mais c'est comme nos réactions face à des trucs dans la vie fait qu'eux vont apprendre de... Ah, oh, ben, ma mère a réagi comme ça, faire ça, telle chose.
Et aussi, c'est ça, ils essayent des nouvelles choses, puis ils sont nerveux, puis là, la mère arrive. Ah, puis ça a peut-être pas rapport, mais ils prennent
non,
ça.
Non, puis à l'adolescence aussi, je veux dire, on est comme... ça, c'est ça qu'il faut qu'ils fassent pour cette
ouais.
Toi. Donc,
oui.
Sinon, ils vont l'avoir laissé jusqu'à 60 ans. Ouais.
C'est ça, ouais. C'est ça. Ils doivent comme se différencier.
Ouais.
Détacher.
Mm-hmm. Ouais. Savoir qui eux sont. Parce qu'ils sont plus, des parents, ils sont une entité... individuelle.
But I think as long as they come back to us when they are like having shit, we're doing good. You know, like, you know, they're gonna push back and like, oh, I hate you. And it's okay. But as long as like when they are in real shit or like, you know, like they're not feeling well, they come to us, we're doing well. You know, it's like, really like,
mm. Like right when you're picking them up, like in the middle of winter and like, tiny little skirt frozen on a bench, and then you're like,
of course.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Good job.
Yeah. Because then, either way, even if she's in the morning time, she's yelling at you, "I hate you." Like when she's in trouble, like you're the person that she's gonna call.
Yeah.
So you know,
I don't know how many times Alaric said, "I hate you."
Exactly. But when it really matters.
See, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, do boys do that too?
Of course.
Oh yeah. Of course they do. They. I hate you. I don't want to see you anymore. And the next thing.
I need some help.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
I want grandpa's.
What's the remedy else that you gave me? Blah, blah, blah.
No, my kids are in that moment that, oh, they hate me, but when they see me weak because of my period, yeah, they're like, what happened? I have my period.
Still love, 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 still love I got a text from this girl I used to see, saying that she chose this other guy with whom she wanna be with. Look, I apologize, but this message fucked me up. Then I would skeet every girl after replying, best of luck to you. Fast forward a couple months, I'm like, what's up with ya? Cause something changed and I know you feel it, but really it's been a little minute. Ain't nothing changed but the address. My neighbors hate how I be living. Mad as a loud rich nigga in the building.
Were the latchkey kids, while millennials were the first to grow up with the internet. Here's how each generation is defined and how they got their names. Generations are characterized by groups of people born within the same 12 to 26 year span. There is no official commission or organization that decides what each generation is called or when it starts and ends. Instead, different names and birthier cutoffs are haphazardly developed in media, pop culture, jargon, and by demographers and sociologists, representing the smallest share of adults in America, the greatest generation, or those born between 1901 to 1927, also known as the GI generation. This is the generation that came of age during the Great Depression, and later fought and won World War II. Next is the Silent Generation, describing adults born between 1928 through 1945. Their silent label was coined by Time magazine in 1951, referring to their image as conformist and civic-minded. The most well-defined generation of the 20th century has to be the infamous baby boomers, named after the post-World War II spike in birth rates that began in 1946 and ended in 1964. Then there's Generation X, those born between 1965 and 1980. This generation was first named Baby Bust due to relatively low birth rates, but this name didn't stick. Instead, the label was taken from the title of a novel by Douglas Coupland. As more women went to work, Gen Xers were of the first daycare generation. Millennials adopted their name also from a novel by the early 2000s. After rejecting the Gen Y label, born between 1981 and 1996, this generation was shaped by self-focused individualism. The cohort was deeply affected by the Great Recession, where the millennial era ends, the Gen Z era begins. Born between 1997 and 2012, this generation has also been dubbed iGen for having grown up with a smartphone, or Homelanders. For growing up in the age of Homeland Security post 9/11, the newest of them all, Generation Alpha, those born between 2012 and 2024. Every 9 seconds, a member of Gen Alpha is born in the U.S. The children of millennials, this generation is on track to become the largest generation in history.
Found it hard, it's hard to find the way. de vomir dans la cour d'école. Et là, je disais que occupée, je dois faire mes cavanons, je cours dans le bureau.
C'est une scène talente, hein. C'est bon.
Oui, c'est lui, tu t'en vas?
T'es mort, t'as même pas respawn.
J'ai mis un down check dans la tête de quelqu'un, il est pas mort.
Hello, my name is Max. Bro, you're shooting me.
Why did you kill me, bro?
Bro can teleport.
How she have the password? How she's not been used?
Bro can teleport.
Huh? Oh, no. Are you?
Ouais, j'ai juste rejoin parce que ça me disait leave or rejoin.
I had to submerge this one. Let's have a rule.
Ah, mais bro. J'ai tué quelqu'un.
I don't want to die.
Poke a stick at a grizzly bear. Eat medicine that's out of date. Use your private parts as piranha bait. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Get your toast out with a fork. Do your own electrical work. Teach yourself what's this red button do?
Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
Dress up like a moose during hunting season. Disturb a nest of wasps for no good reason. Stand on the edge of a train station platform. Drive around the moon, gets out of
safe around trains, a message from Metro.
I just want to play something, everyone together, just playing Fortnite and...
Oh, no, they have a script? Fortnite.
Yeah.
No. Call them.
Tell them to calm down.
Tell them to calm down.
Attends, mais c'est pas fait. Attends, Zachary, on va pas t'envoyer faire le messager de ça.
No, they're gonna kill me.
Y a-tu un téléphone en haut?
Yes, I think someone has my phone.
Why are they playing Fortnite?
No,
I don't know. My kids are not allowed. And they know.
No Fortnite. No Fortnite.
Okay, so. Kill out. Kill out.
Nobody's allowed.
Yes. And like. Attends, viens ici. Deux secondes. Viens ici. Excuse-moi. Qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Je pensais
que vous alliez jouer à la cachette en haut.
Oh, non, personne ne veut jouer à la cachette.
Attends, c'est pour ça que vous êtes allé dans l'auto, c'était pour chercher des écrans?
Ouais.
Regarde,
viens nous parler, tu peux parler comme ça.
Regarde.
Ok.
Tout le monde veut juste jouer aux jeux vidéo.
À part,
c'est quoi son nom? Zacharia.
They
don't care except Emery. That just kind of.
Non. On va enlever les écrans là. Vous devez trouver un autre jeu.
Emery, can you call my kids?
Je sais
pas si vous voulez.
Oh no, my
friend
is here.
Fortnite?
No, I wasn't. But my dad told me this house is really cartoony. It's for 10 plus. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, well,
peut-être qu'on devrait prendre la, c'est-tu la console de Thomas?
Je pense que Mathéo a amené son Nintendo. Yes, je pense. J'ai aucune idée.
Non, on va leur dire. Je sais pas.
Ok, so no. Oui.
Ah, mais attends, je peux juste les déconnecter d'Internet.
Do it.
Disconnect them.
Running up and down, but they don't care. They said they don't want to.
They know what?
I told them there is no Fortnite. Play something else.
Tell you a secret. Okay. We disconnected the internet, so they will have to call.
It should be okay. If in like 5 minutes they're still playing like nothing's happening, come and tell us, okay? But just otherwise, don't say anything. Don't
just,
say that, you know.
They're just playing. They're just saying that it's glitching, but otherwise,
oh,
they're
still
playing.
You'll see. They'll get tired of the glitch.
Yeah, you'll see. They're gonna stop soon.
They're gonna freak out soon.
Hey, whoa. Je pense qu'il y a comme un enfant qui est en train de me texter.
Mais voyons.
C'est des messages de Kelly, mais ça doit être sa fille.
Moi, j'ai eu la mauvaise idée d'être sur Snapchat pour Alric, because like Thomas was on it.
Yeah, they have this.
But j'ai comme, whatever, let's just download it. And well, they can talk about their feelings and stuff, so that's good. But it's like, there's so many filters and stuff and AIs that were like, what are you doing? Oh, mais c'est parce qu'on s'envoie des
fast. They have like a little group.
Yeah, they have the fourth grade group.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was like, can I please be? And I kind of felt like, oh my God. You know, it was like one of those things that you remember your broken child, that you were not cool, that you were not invited.
Yeah, me too. It was like, fine.
Yeah, just because I was
on tous on sur Snapchat.
Yeah.
Well, they mais c'est ça, c'est ça qui est dur.
Mais
check-le, c'est comme.
Hein?
C'est ça.
Si tu regardes, est-ce que ça disparaît? Oui. Ils l'ont
ben, je pense après 24 heures, je pense, mais leur chat reste, mais leur comme vidéo reste. Non.
Parce que même Instagram, maintenant, tu peux envoyer un message qu'une fois que tu le regardes,
oui.
C'est parti.
Oui, mais tu dois choisir cette option-là.
Ouais.
civilities. Ride your day in your own dream. Oh, oh. Oh, you sit down alone in your rocking chair, transistor pressed against the nil. Are you waiting at the bus stop all your life, or just to die by
I don't pay for the meter. cereal aisle, I need checks. I can make these rappers run like a hard drill. Rap dance, show you how the guitar feel. And I could care less how y'all feel. I got a flow to make a do a cartwheel. This is that good, just pump it and relax, bro. And you could get it free, don't worry about the tax, though. And Zapfoon, thank you for the but I play around Burgundy, I anchor on the track.
Hey,
like
yo, I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh how we flow, everybody get this down from us. Once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up. Can I please get a little bit of knowledge? Somebody tell Roth that I don't love college. Cause the real world's kinda like real world, and it's drama. So you are Svetlana and I'm just a rhymer, swimming in the water trying to dodge the piranha and fly to Bahamas. Pretty little mama, chitty in the spot. Where you at, pearl lady? Show me what you got. They say, why you rapping for the kids for? I say my clothes come fitted, the lint store. This summer you can catch me on a big tour. I'm high grade, I think they need to quiz more. And let me get with you, don't let the kid hit you. I'm the photo album Valletta has, big picture. The rule is, the dude is, so up, so Chuck, I'm a cool kid. Hey, yo, I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh how we flow, everybody get this down.
Hey, yo, I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us.
Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up. Once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh how we flow, everybody get this down.
Hey, yo, I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us.
Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party. I'm never growing up.
Where did you find the body?
I found it in admin. I was with Pink and Blue, but I think it's green.
You think it's me? You think it's me?
Why do you think that I'm the imposter that only makes you sus, yeah? Why you blaming me for something you didn't see? I was looking at the cameras at security. Don't even waste your vote, cause I promise it ain't me.
Wait.
It still doesn't make you look innocent when there's a vent directly next to it. You could have easily jumped in and jumped out in a matter of seconds. Did anyone else see green?
Nope.
Now can we all agree that green is the imposter?
Yeah.
Please vote out that muscle.
I don't trust nobody. I'll just vote for myself. If I could, I'd sabotage everything and make sure everyone is dead.
Basically give up on life. In his own words, in everyday usage, nihilism is taken to mean something roughly equivalent to the expression, who cares? In other words, when we say that someone is a nihilist, we mean that this person is someone who does not care and someone who believes that in general no one else cares either. Which is a worrying prospect, considering as the world calls on Generation Alpha to sit up and take action, to deal with all the issues coming their way. A potential World War III, homelessness, giant wealth inequality, they'll just respond with a nonchalant shrug of shoulders and an exacerbated sigh. It also ties in with the concept of anima, a term coined by the French sociologist Emile Durkheim. This condition is defined by a complete breakdown in societal standards, rendering people aimless, hopeless souls, drifting somewhere between despair and docility, anguish and apathy. And to compound matters even further, research is now even showing that high amounts of social media use predicts high levels of grandiose narcissism. What a shock. But I shouldn't criticize Generation Alpha. This isn't really their fault. And it'd be ignorant to not discuss the parents making Generation Alpha. Because to say that Generation Alpha has a different upbringing compared to previous generation is an understatement of epic proportions. You see, the parents of today are far softer than the parents of yesteryears. According to this study, when Generation Alpha children were asked who decides which apps they download, what food they eat, what toys they buy, what video games they get, and which clothes they purchase, these children were more likely than average to say they make these choices in collaboration with their parents. That's right, the lunatics are running the asylum. Is it any wonder that we're seeing a rise in narcissism when little kids are treated like adults? Would you let a 3-year-old pick your next family vacation? No, of course not. But sadly though, it seems that more and more parents are actually open to this idea.
I have good news and I have bad news.
Uh-oh. Okay.
They stopped playing Fortnite.
I'll vote for bad news first.
They stopped playing Fortnite, but they're now gonna play Minecraft.
How is that possible?
Well, Minecraft can they play Minecraft with
because if they downloaded it, no?
Okay, well, we might have to do a physical intervention.
And also, it's really hard to not tell them that you disconnected the internet.
Or we can...
I told it.
That's okay.
Kathleen, or we can do no more Minecraft.
Yeah, we could do like
Okay, or I'm gonna go scream at them.
No, bad idea. Thomas is there.
Would you like me to come up?
Okay. Wait, no, but I think, yeah. Parce que on veut pas que ça soit comme eux contre toi.
I know.
Right?
Gonna,
toi, t'es avec eux.
I'm gonna make
kids. Lots of noise, like that
kids.
They're just like, stop the noise.
No, parce qu'on veut que
Attends.
Les enfants sont ensemble, les parents font les règles plates.
Est-ce qu'on va faire une danse TikTok en haut pour juste comme...
Une danse TikTok?
Ben ouais, quelque chose là pour être comme cool et qu'ils comprennent le message.
Cool, on ne pourra jamais être cool pour nos enfants. Là.
Si t'enlèves Internet, c'est déjà pas cool. Si tu ne les laisses pas...
Hey, mais non, mais...
Now, boys, don't get into any trouble while mommy and daddy are gone. And don't make a mess.
Do you like parties?
Yeah.
We can invite all our friends and have soda and pie.
Yeah.
I hope no bad people show up.
This is still Easy Sonic Living. Don't leave just yet, because you're still going to hear a little bit more audio from the moms sitting around the table drinking and talking about their kids while the boys play, and some other stuff too. We're going to hear a Brooklyn synth pop duo called the Mystic Underground singing famous last words of a generation.
listen, don't even get me started.
Yeah.
This week, I was called twice.
Pourquoi?
He said to Madame Provencher, he said things to Madame Provencher, he fought with it. Because he has a very strong character.
Yeah.
And he has a very strong sense of what is right and what is wrong.
You know what? One of the key things with hypersensitive is the sense of justice.
It's a sense of
it's
justice.
It's like,
yes.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's Thomas. Thomas is very, like, the sense of justice.
And
so
he was going to beat somebody else.
Because,
like, if they see, like, the injustice between two people, he's going to intervene.
He may not do that, but he will be,
but
like,
he will probably later on say, okay,
yeah,
you're in the fault, and
yeah, exactly. So he will be like, stop.
Yeah,
he will
yeah.
tell you, and you don't stop, and you do it again, then he will hit you. I will be like, well, I told you to stop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so then he will take it to the whole new level
of
intensity.
Yeah.
Then he will get upset, and he will get more upset because he's defending himself.
Yeah. Look up hypersensitive child. There's many websites. It's crazy. And then I'm like, I didn't know anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, you told me this.
And then I looked like one side and the other one, and the other one is like, oh my God, he was always like that. That's why he was reacting like this. This. And then there's also like YouTube videos, and like there's people like that wrote books, and they would say, okay, if your child is hypersensitive, these are the tools that you can help him, like, manage his emotions, manage his anger, and everything.
Nobody, when I was a teenager, mentioned the word mindfulness. And do you know why that was? Because we were mindful half of every fucking day, because we didn't have a choice. We didn't have a fucking cable service in our fucking pocket. You waited for somebody, you waited. Mindfulness. You're on the bus, watching condensation drip. Mindfulness. I didn't realize I was like a fucking guru before I got a cell phone. You want to return a VHS? You gotta rewind that shit. Mindfulness. Have you ever rewound anything in your life? You are the post-rewind generation, and I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that there were times when we were forced to be with ourselves. You know, I used to take a shit. Just shit. I can't remember the last time I just took a shit. It was definitely over a decade ago.
Last words of a generation.
Guys, I'm getting old. And as a YouTuber, that's your biggest fear. You don't want to get old, you don't want to get out of the loop, you don't want to get out of the meme. That's right, as a Gen Zer myself, unfortunately, I'm no longer the newest generation. There's a new kid on the block, and that generation is Generation Alpha. Why do we get the last of the alpha? She's putting us last, and then this new generation, a Generation Alpha. Wow, Alpha. They're an Alpha generation. They're not Alpha generation. They're addicted to Alpha. Sorry, I need to calm down. Bring this back a notch, right? Yeah, as I'm saying, as a YouTuber, it's always your biggest fear to become irrelevant and fall off, because then you're unemployed and have no job. And you have to get a real job, and I don't want to do that. So I need to keep on top of the trends, see what's hot, see what's new. And the key to that is Gen Alpha. Gen Alpha is a demographic born from early 2010s to 2020. Bro, the fact people were born in 2020 is just crazy. So the oldest Generation Alpha is 14 years old this year, which is quite old. I feel like some of you guys are 14. Some of you guys are Generation Alpha. Jeez, I've already appealed to you. I'm already winning. So I feel like if you've grown up before 2013, you get a pass. You're all right. However, people grown up after that time, they're doomed. because I've seen a few of their memes. We're going to react to some today. From the memes I've seen, they're honestly cursed. Now, the first one we react to is the one that's probably most famous, the one we've all seen. If you haven't seen it,
you're lucky,
but I'm going to show you now. And that is Skibbity Toilet. Now, I'm not going to lie, I don't really understand this. It doesn't really make much sense. So this is it, the first one, Skibbity Toilet, 133 million views. And every single one of them was Jen Alpha, right? Here we go, Skibbity Toilet.
There are some people I want to thank because I shared their voices with you in this broadcast. First of all, to Zach, my dear son, who I recorded playing video games while on the phone with his friend Matteo. Thank you, Matteo. And thank you to the mums, Noelie, Monica, Paola, Marie-Chantal, who sat around and shared their thoughts about parenting and kids today. I am Generation X. I'm going to sign off right now and say, enjoy your life. Enjoy your youth. Enjoy also the part that comes after what is considered youth, because it's really not any different except that your body starts doing weird shit. And you can't do anything about that. Okay, bye.
Space Clean on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. We in the Kiv scene. I'm the host, Tony E double Z to the Y. We're gonna take
it. With tattoos. He see he can do.
We're gonna send you. I don't know what his problem was.